This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. The American League beat the National League in last night's All-Star game 8-6 in extra innings. The Indians ended up with six players representing the team in Washington after catcher Yan Gomes was added to the squad over the weekend to replace an injured player from Tampa Bay. It's the most Indians in the All-Star game since 1999. WKSU commentator Terry Pluto joins me. Terry, there are a couple of unlikely stars on this Indians team, starting with Jose Ramirez.
Yeah, I think that he doesn't look like a ball player.
Third baseman, and voted in by the fans.
Yeah, because he's like in the top five in home runs. The Indians found him in the Dominican on a back diamond, signed him $50,000, which is not much money for there. And from the moment he arrived, he started hitting 300. And then all of a sudden, he gets paired up with somebody else who's a star shortstop.
Francisco Lindor.
And, you know, he's the opposite. Top prospect in 2011, seventh overall pick in the draft, bonus was about $2 million, yeah. You know, the anointed one. But they're about entered the Indians farm system about the same time. And so at several levels, Jose played second base and Lindor played short. So you look at them now, the left side of the infield, and they're almost on the same level. They're both hitting a bunch of home runs. They're both all-stars. But their road was totally different. So there's two of them.
Then you have Michael Brantley, the outfielder, who is a name that we've known for quite a few years in Cleveland.
Yeah, but you know what he was first called? Player to be named later in a trade for CC Sabathia. I mean, one thing about Michael Brantley, once he got established in the big leagues about 5 years ago, you knew he was going to hit 300. His swing is so compact and so sweet and so pure. Battle through injuries. You know, here he is, the player to be named later.
Yeah, and, you know, I wasn't even sure last season when they decided to re-sign him that he was going to be able to make a comeback and even be playing.
Right, he only played about 100 games over the previous 2 years, and he had two shoulder surgeries plus an ankle surgery. But here we are approaching midseason, and he's played more games in the outfield than anybody else for the Indians.
Then you have two pitchers who have made the All-Star team for the Indians, Trevor Bauer.
Trevor Bauer was in the same draft of 2011. As Francisco Lindor. The Indians were mesmerized by Bauer, who was a star at UCLA. He was taken third in that draft by Arizona. Now, here's what happens, Amanda. Sometimes you fall in love with a guy in the draft. You don't get him, but you kind of keep him on that radar screen. Like, if that other team gets disgruntled with him or whatever, let's go get him. Mm. Well, that's what happened. Arizona got tired of, you know, Trevor's weird theories, and, you know, he could be very egotistical, especially when he's younger. And the Indians made a three-way trade, very complicated, in 2013, but brought Bauer to Cleveland. They were patient with him, and now he's developed, you know, into an all-star.
And then Corey Kluber, probably a no-brainer. I mean, two-time Cy Young winner, the Indian star pitcher now for a number of years.
Yeah, making the all-star team now, no-brainer. It started with a contract dump. They had a guy named Jake Westbrook making $7 million back in, like, 2010. The Indians just got to get rid of Westbrook's money. Get this guy Corey Kluber. So I'm looking at it. They list their top 30 prospects, San Diego Padres, no Corey Kluber. Mm. Not just top 30 prospects in baseball, top 30 prospects of the San Diego Padres, he's not even listed. 2013, he breaks through and wins like 13 games, and then from there he takes off. But nobody saw that coming. This is the kind of the cool thing about baseball, where a lot of times you look at all-star teams in other sports, yeah, there's a guy from here or there, but most of them are top picks.
Right.
They're really the guys that were anointed younger. I mean, the front office has a lot of misses too, but when they've hit big.
This is probably also what makes this team so fun to watch, because this group is so eclectic.
I think so, and it's like people who say, well, the Indians don't have any stars. You don't have any eyes. Mm-hmm. I mean, watch the game. It's not easy to make an all-star team from Cleveland. You know, you're not on TV all the time, national TV. You don't have the Red Sox, Yankees, and all that stuff. So when these guys get voted in or even selected, it's because they're really good. The Indians are for real. This is going to be now the fourth time in the last 6 years they've been in the playoffs.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports.